American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Idioms, another fun part of English. Hey, today let's start out with the idiom big wheel. An important, powerful, or influential person. All the big wheels get the use of company cars and parking spaces right next to the door of the building. Another example, Janet says she doesn't want to become a big wheel in the company because she doesn't want so much responsibility. I've talked before about big wheel and some of the synonyms that can be used the same way. Big wig, big shot, big cheese, head honcho, and heavyweight. Big wig, an important, powerful, or influential person. Fred likes to think he's a bigwig, but he really doesn't have much power outside his own department. A second one, did you see all the expensive cars in the parking lot outside? There must be a meeting of company bigwigs today. You've probably noticed that these two examples are a little bit negative. The term bigwig is usually applied to a person high up in a corporate structure, but very often used in a negative way. Some synonyms could be big wheel, big shot, big cheese, head honcho. Bird's eye view, a broad view or overview of something or some place. This outline will give you a bird's eye view of my new book. In other words, just a general outline of what I have written. It's a bird's eye view. Another example, the flight attendant said if we sit on the right side of the airplane, we'd get a bird's eye view of the Grand Canyon. Remember that idioms can both be literal and idiomatic, but I need to tell you that most of the time they're idiomatic. Here in this case, the second example I gave you, where the flight attendant told people if they sat on the right side of the airplane, we'd get a bird's eye view. It means a very good look at the Grand Canyon. Bite off more than one can chew, to take on more work or responsibility that one can accomplish. Here's an example. Sue plans to oversee the construction of her new house at the same time that she's taken on a lot of volunteer work at her son's school. I think she's bitten off more than she can chew. So in this case, she has a project, a couple of projects. Here's a second example. They can't keep up with the number of classes they're taking at the university. They bit off more than they can chew. In other words, they're trying to do too much. Bite the bullet, to face a difficult or unpleasant situation. With our credit cards, we've been spending more money than we have. We're going to have to bite the bullet and figure out a way to pay for everything we've charged. Another example, the doctor says you're going to have to change your lifestyle unless you want to become very sick. It's time to bite the bullet. Take a look at what you're doing to yourself and change before it's too late. Some examples, face the music, grin and bear it, take the bull by the horns. In other words, make a decision when you have a very difficult or challenging decision to make. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.